So I'm here with senior coach Benjamin Crowe, and we're going to discuss Thursday night. We had a Super 10s competition. Tell us about the concept, Ben.
Yes, Robert. Thanks for your time, mate. The Frankston Footy Club put together a Super 10s comp, so it's basically a 10 versus 10 on a smaller ground. I was looking at the start of the year to do a bit of competitive work with another footy club to just work on a bit, transition, competitive drills and stuff instead of training against ourselves. And when that popped up, mate, it was what I was looking for, and it was a good opportunity, and it's a bit competitive. I think we're second on the ladder at the moment after round one, so it's a bit of a refreshing spot compared to last year. So, it's been good.
And how did you basically come into the game? Did it come up to expectations of what you wanted to get out of the game?
Yeah, look, a couple of main focuses there. Look, the drill was we were trying to work on transition as one of the main focuses, quick rebound footy and stuff like that. We did it in patches really well. It's something we've identified we've got to work on a lot more. But, a couple of individuals, we threw a couple of the young boys through there, and, they showed that they can, play some good footy, and they use the ball well, and, they're pushing for seniors for round one, which is good to see.
Yep, and obviously a bit of prize money up for grabs at the end of the year too, which is apparently heading towards the end of year footy trip. Has that got a few boys up and about? Or?
Yeah, you've got to look at ways to motivate the playing group to, pull the boots on, especially some of the older blokes don't like playing in practice matches and stuff like that. But, I think whatever the prize money may be, I'm not too sure what it'll be, Robert, but... we'll throw it towards footy trip.
And when's the Whisk going to pull on the boots? Is he coming out any of these Thursday night Super 10s games, or is he holding himself back?
I think there's a big rumour circling the community at the moment that the big Whisk will throw the boots on maybe this Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, mate. No, we've got, should be a good comp this Thursday. We're playing, I think, Crib Point, and we'll throw together a fair bit of the senior side. We'll go through, especially through some of the senior recruits will play as well. So I'm expecting, we play with good intensity and do all the right things.
Yep. Any guys you're impressed with that stood out in the first game?
Yeah, old Soapy Doyle actually played really well. He's come back from pre-season and he's in phenomenal shape at the moment. And I think he's looking really, really keen to move forward on his year last year. He played a lot of senior footy last year, and I think this year he's looking like he's going to have a really good year. Young Benny Searle as well. He's a kid just coming in, through the 19s program at the moment. He's been using the ball well, bit of a quiet kid, but... he does all the right things at training, and he played on the last Thursday night and did some things really well. So he's looking after himself really well.
And obviously we're only 5 weeks away from our first practice match. What's the plan now leading forward? Obviously we spoke before about the 19s now going to be separated from the senior group. What's the rest of the pre-season going to entail heading forward from now?
Yeah, we've still got a fair bit of 5 weeks until our first practice match. 8 weeks kind of till round one. You got to look at trying to get 6 weeks more of solid work through the legs, probably throw in a couple of weeks where, you wind it back a bit and give a bit of rest to the bodies to keep everyone in good nick. But, we've just got to focus on intensity and all the basics, trying to get them more right. And I think the fitter we get this year, we will improve and, it'll transpire into the games.
Yep, and footy camp coming up on the 28th of Feb. What's in store for that?
No idea at the moment yet, mate. we've got a few things in the work. We were going to go down to Phillip Island, but that might have fallen through. So we're going to... Old Biz and me have come up with a couple of things from the old Stingray days that I think might put a few blokes into some mental hellish positions that they've never probably been in before. So, I think the camp this year, we've just got to work on, bonding really well as a group. We'll get the 19s down there again. So that'll be, 3 weeks they haven't been with us. They'll come out and have a few beers and train with us again. And, we're pushing that as a club this year, one club, making sure everyone's about. So, it should be good.
And just lastly, obviously, we've done a pretty grueling pre-season since November. Compared to your first year as coach, how do you find this pre-season so far?
Yeah, look, I think coaching's a never-ending experience. As your playing group evolves and new blokes come in and out, your coaching style changes a fair bit. We've always tried to work on the professionalism here. It's one of the big things. And, you learn from your mistakes. There's a lot of things I reflect on my year last year, and there's a lot of things that we could do a lot better from a coaching side of things, But I think, leading into the year, we've just got to improve the game plan, tweak it in a couple of areas. We've got a couple of new recruits through that will really help in a lot of midfield depth. So, we just got to make sure that we're all on the one page, and as a coaching group, we're all working towards the one direction and one goal.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for your time, Crowe, and good luck for the upcoming year.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.